The working class owes all honor and respect to the first men who planted the standard of labor solidarity on the hostile frontier of unorganized industry. Ralph Chaplin, writer, artist, IWW union activist, wrote the labor anthem, Solidarity Forever. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, August 2nd, 1867, 60 striking miners wounded by police who were protecting low wages, deadly working conditions, and greedy mine owners in Scranton, Pennsylvania. 1875, George Vandeveer was born on this date. Vandeveer served as the attorney for the Centralia Wobblies and was one of the few lawyers willing to represent industrial workers of the world during and after World War I. He represented the defendants in the Everett and Centralia massacres, as well as workers and labor unions during and after the Seattle General Strike of 1919. 1997, 10-month strike against Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel wins agreement guaranteeing defined benefit pensions for 4,500 union steel workers. August 3, 1913, four workers murdered in the Wheatland riots when police fired into a crowd of California farm workers trying to organize for better working conditions. Two IWW labor leaders, one of whom was not even present at the massacre, were later convicted of murder. They were found guilty of encouraging workers to organize, which forced officials to shoot and kill. Working conditions were deadly with no water for the workers who routinely died of dysentery, malaria, and typhoid fever. 1981. 15,000 air traffic controllers strike. President Reagan threatens to fire any who do not return to work within 48 hours, saying they have forfeited their jobs if they do not. Most stay out and are fired August 5th. This was the first step in the systematic dismantling of the unions by the new GOP Republican Party and the beginning of the end of our strong middle class. August 4th, 1919, 15,000 silk workers strike in Paterson, New Jersey for 44-hour work week and less deadly working conditions. 1997, a successful 15-day strike was launched by 180,000 Teamsters against UPS over excessive reliance on part-time workers. It was the largest U.S. strike in 20 years. August 5, 1917, Butte, Montana. 10,000 people lined the streets for the funeral of IWW organizer Frank Little, who was slain by capitalist interest for organizing and inspiring his fellow men, as his headstone reads. Frank Little is one of the greatest figures in American labor history. He fought for and won free speech rights in Montana and the western states before the ACLU was created. He successfully implemented tactics of nonviolent resistance before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and even before Mahatma Gandhi. He successfully implemented farm worker organization before Cesar Chavez. The massive funeral turnout brought federal troops to quash the labor movement in Butte, and in years to come, members from the IWW would be hunted down and persecuted as capitalists attempted to crush the American worker and the union movement. 1949. 13 firefighters, including 12 smoke jumpers who parachuted in to help their co-workers, die while battling the Man Gulch forest fires at Gates of the Mountain in Montana. August 6, 1835, anti-bank riots began in Baltimore, Maryland. 2011, 45,000 CWA and IBEW represented workers at Verizon began what is to be a two-week strike, refusing to accept more than 100 concession demands by the telecommunications giant. August 7th, 1919, Actors' equity is recognized by producers after stagehands honor their picket lines, shutting down almost every professional stage production in the country. Before unionizing, it was common practice for actors to pay for their own costumes, rehearse long hours without pay, and be fired without notice. 1983. 675,000 employees struck AT&T over wages, job security, pension plans, changes, and better health insurance. It was the last time CWA negotiated at one table for all its Bell System members. The strike was won after 22 days. August 8, 1903. The Cripple Creek, Colorado miners' strike begins. William Big Bill Haywood's Western Federation of Miners, founded in Butte, Montana, called for a sympathy strike among the underground miners to support a smelter workers' strike for an 8-hour day and less deadly working conditions. 1994, labor legend Cesar Chavez, UFW co-founder, is posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, becoming the first Mexican-American ever to receive the honor. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.